This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Rag.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. It will be the first full budget of the BJP-led NDA government in its third term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Mr. Modi was addressing the media outside Parliament today. The budget session of Parliament began today. On the first day of the session, Finance Minister Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2023-24 in the Lok Sabha. The Economic Survey has projected a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in the financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. The services sector continues to significantly contribute to India's growth, accounting for about 55% of the total size of the economy in the financial year 2024. As per the provincial estimates, the services sector is estimated to have grown by 7.6%. The survey highlights that the global trade outlook for 2024 remains positive, with merchandise trade expected to pick up. On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in financial year 2025 and 4.1% in 2026. According to the Economic Survey 2023-24, against the global trend of widening fiscal deficit and increasing debt burden, India has remained on the course of fiscal consolidation. It says India's fiscal deficit has been brought down from 6.4% of GDP in financial year 2023 to 5.6% of GDP in fiscal year 2024. It also says that India's fiscal deficit is expected to drop to 4.5% of GDP or lower by the financial year 2026. Addressing a press conference this evening, Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India, Dr. V. Anantha Nageswaran said there is a momentum of growth in the economy. Dr. Nageswaran said the agricultural sector is expected to perform better in the coming year. The agriculture sector has registered an average annual growth rate of 4.18% over the last 5 years. The economic advisor, Dr. Nageswaran, said the economic survey highlighted that Indian economy needs to generate nearly 78.5 lakh jobs annually in the non-farm sector until 2030 to cater to the rising workforce. Dr. Nageswaran said infrastructure expansion in India witnessed significant growth in recent years. According to the survey, India's services exports grew by 4.9% to over $341 billion in financial year 2024, with growth largely driven by IT, software services and other business services. It said India's banking and financial sectors have also displayed a stellar performance in 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the economic survey highlights the prevailing strengths of the country's economy and also showcases the outcomes of various reforms brought by the government. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it also identifies areas for further growth and progress as we move towards building a Viksit Bharat. The Supreme Court today asked IIT Delhi to form an expert panel to give its opinion on the decision on the National Testing Agency NTA to treat two options as the correct answers to a physics question in the NEET UG examination. It asked the expert team to remit its opinion to the Apex Court's registrar by 12 noon tomorrow. The court was hearing a batch of petitions alleging irregularities in the conduct of NEET UG exam. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra during the next 3 days. A red alert has been issued for Ratnagiri and Satara districts for tomorrow, while an orange alert has been sounded for Pune, Raigad, Sindhudurg and Kolhapur districts. The Indian men's cricket team reached Sri Lanka today for the White Ball Series Tour. India and Sri Lanka will engage in a 3-match T20 international and 3-match 1-day international series during the tour. And that's the end of this news bulletin.